Why don't you get your own paper?
Because I like yours better.
You know who this guy looks like?
One of your relatives.
My cousin, Sidney Carter.
That's amazing.
Amazing, isn't it? Sidney's very stupid.
How stupid is he?
Well, cousin Sid was so stupid that one time he locked his keys in his car.
Uh-huh.
So he calls up the auto club and he said, I forgot why I called. Oh, yeah, I locked my keys in my car. And I want you to come here and help me get the keys out of the car.
Okay, what did the auto club say?
They said, well, sir, we'll be there in about 1 hour.
Uh-huh.
And you want to know what Cousin Sidney said?
Yeah.
He said, well, you can't come here in an hour because it's raining out and the car's a convertible and I left the top down.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
The biggest battle of World War II fought?
Newark, when they tried to draft my uncle.
Right. Now, the Allied forces...
Right. Hey, Mr. Carter, I made a joke.
Well, don't do that.
What's the matter with you, Mr. Carter, man? You've been acting like your mind's absent or something.
I think somebody should call Mr. Cartier's house and find out if he left yet.
Man, what's the matter with you? What's your problem?
I'm sorry, Freddie. You guys are right. I'm a little out of it today. I think, well, just a couple of problems I got going on at home. I'll be all right. Gotta get a new case.
Problems at home. Oh, Mr. Carter, in due time, I'm sure the missus will come back to you.
It's nothing to do with Julie.
Now, look, Mr. Carter, you gotta let it out. It's okay to cry, booby. Come on, now, you're a broken man here.
Epstein, put that fungus back in your pocket. Look, I'm telling you people, it has nothing to do with Julie. It's just...
Say it.
Tell the truth. The truth will set you free. Say it.
All right. My father's coming for a visit.
Oh, boy. I don't believe it.
Yes, sir? His father's coming for a visit.
What?
His father is coming for a visit.
Oh, is that what's been making you dopier than us all week?
No, now listen, Vinny. I want you to picture this. An old man travels 1,400 miles to say hello to his son. Now try to imagine that.
How's he getting here? I mean, is he taking a bus or a train or a plane or what?
Forget it. That's not it. I want you to picture something else. I want you to imagine it's New Year's Eve.
Okay. Right.
And you're on the Titanic.
Uh-huh.
You're there and you're dancing in your tuxedo.
Correct.
You're really feeling good.
Yeah.
You're doing a little bit of the conga, you know?
Correct.
Bum, 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 bum.
I'm bum 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 bum. I'm bum 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 bum. And all of a sudden you see it, looming high over the ocean, threatening. It's getting closer and closer and bigger and bigger. It's an iceberg. You got it?
Got it.
Put a sports shirt on an iceberg, and that's my father.
Put
it on the iceberg.
Gabe, get up.
I'm up.
Gabe, a man lying under a sheet and two blankets in a fetal position is not up. Come on, you're going to be late. It's 7:13 and 37 seconds.
What did I marry, a digital wife?
Yeah, come on. Here. Take the pillows, too. Thank you. I wonder why your father's coming all the way up from Fort Lauderdale just like that.
Julie, Charlie Carter has only done two things in his life just like that. One was me and the other one was my brother Mel.
Maybe he's bored.
Why should he be bored? He's got my mom, he's got the store, and a steady stream of tourists buying T-shirts that say Florida grapefruits. Hands off.
Well, I don't care what you say, I'm glad he's coming. He's thoughtful, he's generous, he's here.
You get the door, I'll check the flights back to Miami. Julie, darling, you look beautiful. Is he giving you any trouble? You, wash your teeth. Well, it's nice to see you too, Pop.
Already it starts. Lies.
What is he talking about? It's good to see you. I haven't seen you for a year.
Well, if you were so anxious to see me, how come you didn't meet me at the airport?
It's unbelievable. I don't believe this man. I called him 10 times. I said, Pop, can I pick you up at the airport? He says, 10 times, don't bother.
Since when do you listen to your father? Well, what are you waiting for, a tip? Put the suitcase down.
He came 1,400 miles so he can insult his son. So, Pop, how's Mom?
Well, you finally thought to ask.
He's been here for 7 seconds.
Boy, did we have a scare. We almost lost her.
Pop, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about a woman who almost keeled over the counter. She was so dizzy. Oh, which reminds me. Business is terrific. We're moving 4.5 gross of coconut paperweights.
Forget about the coconut paperweights. What happened with Mom? What's wrong?
She broke her heel.
She hurt her foot?
No, she broke the heel on her shoe. She was walking around with a broken heel, and that's what made her dizzy. So, this is it? This is where you live now?
No, Pop, we don't live here. We have a 6-room duplex on Park Avenue. So we're just staying here until they finish the backgammon room.
Listen, wise guy. The cab that drove me here from the airport was bigger than this place. It's a good thing I'm staying over at your brother Melvin. You remember Melvin, the big shot doctor. He's got a 10-room house. He's got a swimming pool.
I remember. We slept together for 5 years, I remember.
That you remember? The man makes $100,000 a year.
Those days he wasn't making $100,000 a year. He was wetting the bed.
You were any different?
Look, will you two please stop? Okay, Charlie, what do you want to eat?
Darling, whatever you're cooking, I don't care what it is, I'm eating. Okay. Even if it's only 2 eggs over easy, buttered English muffins, a cup of tea, no sugar, but a dab of natural honey.
Such an easy man to please.
Now, there's a person. Well, Gabe, did you find a real job yet? Or are you still teaching those sweat hogs?
Pop, I feel good. I feel useful. Sort of like you do when you sell someone an alligator toilet seat.
Alligator toilet seats are out. Sharks are a big seller. By the way, Gabe, whatever happened to that that sweet little school teacher that hated your guts? Mikey Woodman, I think it is.
Woodman's the vice principal now. Still the same, though. Let's not talk about him. I'm eating, okay? Pop, level with me. What are you doing here?
Gabe, think about your future. You know, there's no future in teaching sweat hogs. Think beach towels. Think beer can hats. Think folding fishing rods.
What are you trying to say?
What am I trying to say? Carter and Son, mementos. I got a proposition for you. I want to make you a partner. What do you say?
Pop, we'll talk about it later, okay?
Charlie, you know, you don't understand. The sweat hogs need Gabe. He's working miracles with them.
Carter the miracle worker. Maybe you can cure my bunions, huh?
Look, I gotta go to school, Pop. I'll see you later.
All right, get dressed and we'll go.
We?
Oh, I want to see some of these miracles for myself.
I'm sorry, Pop. They don't allow guests in school.
Listen, don't argue with me. Where are the shirts? In here?
Yep.
Oh, there's a nice shirt. Then here's a nice tie.
Pop, I can't wear that. Look at that. That clashes.
Don't tell me what clashes. Who do you think made this little combination?
Picasso.
Put it on.
Julie, am I crazy or am I going to lose this argument?
Both.
Gee, Charlie, I never had a coconut paperweight before.
You got it below cost, too. I didn't make a dime on it. Those things don't grow on trees, you know.
Well, Charlie, you still have time to back out or take some raw meat in with you.
Mikey, it's all right. I just want to see what my son does for a living.
Well, when you find out, let me know.
He hasn't changed.
No, but we're still hoping. Listen, Pop, I want you to promise me when we go in there, you're going to behave yourself.
Don't worry. I'll sit down. I just want to watch you work a quick miracle or two with those sweat hogs in there.
They're nice kids.
No strings, no, no strings.
But it isn't wrong.
Come to me, Sesame. Come to me, Sesame. Come to me, stop. Stop. Stop.
Will you cut this out? What?
Some miracle. How you got these hyenas in blue jeans, I'll never know.
Get, sit down, all of you. Get.
Yeah, right.
Sit down, little one.
All right, little
one. Battle.
Hey, who is this guy?
Without this guy, I wouldn't be in school today.
Who are you, the bus driver?
He's my father.
Oh, I was going to say that, I swear. I was going to say father, I was going to say uncle.
This is worse than I thought. Even Ripley wouldn't believe this.
Well, Mr. Cocktail Senior, I just got one thing to say to you.
Hi there.
Sit down, Freddy.
Yeah, right.
Pop, why don't you take a seat? Go ahead.
Charlie, about this coconut paperweight, it seems to have sprung a leak. It's dripping milk all over my attendance record.
Don't worry. I'll bring you a new one this afternoon to your office.
Now, you see, Connor, there's a person. I guess it's too late for you to take after him, huh? By the way, Charlie, has he made a fool of himself yet?
We just got here.
Well, don't worry. Just give him a little time.
Pop, go ahead. Take a seat.
Big old best seat in the house. There'll be a wet seat in the house.
Okay. Yesterday, I asked you to read about the Depression. Now, who can tell me when it began? Horshack.
Oh, boy. I remember. 1929.
Hey,
How do you know that, Mr. Carter the First?
Are you kidding? I was there.
My father did not come here to talk about his life. He doesn't want to tell you
anything. 1929. I worked for my father and his 5 and 10 on Avenue L. Now, those were the days. There were no muggings. There were no massage parlors. There was no disco duck.
Pop, look. Can I have my class back?
Listen, you want to teach him about the Great Depression? I'll tell him stories about the Great Depression.
Boy, 2 generations of dumb stories.
Well, I'm sorry. Excuse me for breathing. I just try to give you people some first-hand knowledge. Gabe, go on and teach them. This I want to see.
Once I built a railroad, made it raw. Made a race against time. Wah, 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 wah. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Buddy, can you spare a dime? Wah, wah, wah.
This is Walter Winchell. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea. The time is 1929, and I'm broke. Why? The market just crashed. We take it out to the stock market.
Hello, everybody. I'm Seymour Feldman. I'm one of the people that jumped out the window. You want to know why? Because the stock market is all crazy. People are buying stocks on 10% margin. They put down 10 cents, they get a dollar's worth of stock. I'm telling you, it's not kosher. Thank you very much, Seymour Feldman. We take you now to Iowa.
My name is Eugene Hasey. I'm a farmer. I work hard for my money, but I don't share in the wealth. Neither do the unskilled laborers. I'll tell you, it's not right. Everybody should share in the wealth.
Thank you very much. And now we take it to the President of the United States, Mr. Herbert Hoover.
I'm Herbert Hoover, President of the United States. I also make vacuum cleaners. Now, we're making too much product. That's right, we're overproducing. Doorknobs, we got too many doorknobs. Not enough doors to put them on. I know what you're going to say. You say, why don't we sell them to the foreign countries? Well, we can't. Tariffs are too high, and they don't want to buy them.
Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Wah, 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 wah.
And that's the way it was, 1929. This is Walter Winchell. Good night.
What was that, a floor show?
Washington. What caused the stock market crash?
Because them turkeys was putting down 10 cents on the dollar for the stocks that they was buying.
Right. Epstein, why were the farmers and the unskilled laborers mad?
Well, they were bummed out because they weren't getting their share of the profits. I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Right. Horshack, what about overproduction?
Because everybody was overproducing. Doorknobs.
Barbarino, why did the other countries buy our products?
What products?
Come on, Vinny, why couldn't we sell them to the foreign countries?
I don't know, something about taxes, tariff, whatever.
I've seen enough. Gabe, outside. If you're ever in Fort Lauderdale,
yeah,
and you pass my house,
yeah,
keep going.
All right, guys, I'm going to be out for a minute. No campfires.
So, this is what you do?
Pop, it's not easy to teach these kids. You know that. But you can't compliment me. You never could.
Ah, what are you talking about?
Pop, I'm 30 years old. Tell me you're proud of me.
You should hear me talk about you to my friends in Florida. They're sick of hearing about you. But what are we talking out here for? Your sweat hogs are waiting for you.
Okay, Pop. I'll see you for dinner.
I'm proud of you, my son.
I heard you.
My son, the eavesdropper. I'll see you at dinner, son. Julie, dear, did you ever hear about what happened to my brother, Sol Carter?
No, Charlie. Why don't you tell me about it?
Well, one day, Sol was walking across the street and got hit by a diesel truck.
How awful.
It certainly was. And a policeman ran up and he took off his jacket and put it under Sol's head and he loosened his tie. And the policeman says, "Are you comfortable?" And Sol looks up and he says, "I make a good living."
Ah, how you doing?
Okay. Hi, honey.
Well, have a nice day today?
Yep, how was your day?
Oh, pretty good. Julie.
What?
Did I tell you about my Uncle Sol?
Welcome back. The names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead you